Ingram.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I was talking about the fact that what we are getting for what we are paying has gotten just smaller and smaller and smaller. And you know, Sam, you said Bill from Oconomowoc is on. Bill from Oconomowoc is on the line. He's an old goat like me, so he probably remembers, you know, when you could get a soda pop, a Coca-Cola for a nickel, and you know, you now, you know, a bottle of a Coke's got to cost, I don't know, what, 79 cents.
Oh, more than that. Definitely
okay.
More than that.
Well, yeah. So we see even ice cream, a pint of ice cream that we used to get. Am I dating myself? Am I sounding like an old...
I'm just jealous more than anything. Like, why can't I pay that?
Well,
now?
You know, part of this might be good because in the end, it might have people eating less and maybe in the long term, that's a good thing. But Bill... How you doing, man? What do you say?
Oh, I remember when those prices are all. I do remember, but I also remember back then, I was lucky to make $10,000 a year.
Oh, yeah. Well, so was I.
I was fortunate if I made $10,000 a year. So it's all reflective into, you know, our income ratio based on, you know, our time right now. And this inflation nonsense, and that's what I call nonsense. You know, if Trump had not lifted the EPA rules, we probably wouldn't have this. When people say, oh, you can't afford to drive a Tesla, no, I don't drive a Tesla. I've got a very, very fuel-efficient vehicle. My son just bought a hybrid for around in the mid-20s. Brand new.
Really?
So what do you think a used hybrid goes for? They're very affordable. So you can afford to drive something. My wife just bought a very fuel-efficient vehicle, and to fill it cost her $50, and she's not complaining.
Go ahead. Finish your point.
Here's something that the American public is unaware of. We have enough oil to get it down to $2 a gallon, but because they're the only game in town and we subsidize them ridiculous between the mineral rights we give them on federal lands and everything else, Biden could nationalize our oil. He could say, well, no subsidies. He could say, we're pulling all mineral rights on you because that's taxpayer
land. So, Bill, as much as I want to continue the conversation, it's too much air. Are you, coming through the phone? Can you fix that?
Yeah, I can fix that.
Okay.
I can fix that. Just one second here.
Yeah. You are on the speaker, right?
Yeah.
Better? It's better. It's much better. Go ahead.
Okay. I rolled my windows up.
I'm guilty of that myself. Go ahead.
Okay. But anyhow, with these oil companies, it's ridiculous. They're the only game in town, and they know it. But I actually offset them. I knew when we attacked Ukraine, oil was going to be at a premium. I bought stock in the oil companies, and I can't complain at all.
I'm sure you can't.
Now, not everybody can buy stock, but what they can do, they can buy fuel-efficient vehicles. And that's they're very affordable. The Chevy Bolt, the Kia Hybrid, the Escape Hybrid.
Hey, Bill. I have to say to you that you are blessed and fortunate that you can do that. There are nowhere near as many Americans who can just say, okay, this is what we're going to do. We'll just buy the fuel-efficient cars. We got to fix the system and not expect people to go out and do those other things because we live in a society where people are struggling to survive in it. But thank you very much for the call, my friend. I really appreciate it. You know, I want to move on from the downsizing of, you know, the things that we buy, the foods and those kind of things and the things that we need. And I want to talk about whether or not people have forgotten about Ukraine, the war in Ukraine and Russia. I mean, because, you know, I think the American people have lost interest. You know, a month and a half ago, 2 months ago, it was nonstop on the television stations, print media everywhere about Ukraine, the Ukrainian people and what was happening to them and how our country and those of us in this country could not stomach what was happening. We were all clamoring for our nation to do something. We were watching all of this on television. Well, you know, it's now down the road and people are losing interest. And this is what Vladimir Zelensky, this is what President, Zelensky had to say just on yesterday, that he was concerned about the fact that the longer this war goes on, the more the American people and people of the West are going to lose interest. And he was not mistaken. The more this goes on, the more people are and the warmer the weather gets, Vladimir Zelensky, the more people are going to lose interest. That's just human nature. It's just common sense. It's the way things are. It's the way they've always been. And so he's right. The longer it goes on, the more people are going to be in this country and in the West are going to become disconnected. And they're not going to get the support that they've been receiving. And therein is going to really be where you'll see the major turn in this war. Because as long as there's not an outcry, human outcry, then there's not going to be much interest in the media addressing the issue. If there aren't mothers who see other mothers from Ukraine with their children being slaughtered and they don't respond, then there'll be less and less photos of those children being slaughtered. Less and less reason for people to be focused on it, because there's so many other things that are going on now, and especially in our own lives and in our own country. You know, the inflation, there's no question whatsoever, is starting to grab a bigger piece of the conversation because of the gas prices and all of those other things. We're just at a point where I don't know how you can talk about what's happening somewhere else, the crime here, the continued slaughters of people, children. Ukraine is down the list of things of importance when we're talking about self-preservation in this country and all of those things. And so Vladimir Zelensky is right to assess that things, he's concerned about them being forgotten, because that's going to happen. And I don't know if there's any way possible that people are going to place what's happening in Ukraine above what's happening in their own lives and what's happening in this country. So, take that with a grain of salt. And again, I don't know of anybody who is responding, who's calling and saying, "Hey, Earl, why aren't you guys talking about Ukraine?" Because I have Sandy, we talk about it more so than almost anybody, to keep that in the spotlight because of just how important a subject that is. And because of the high stakes that are involved with what's happening there. And because if we forget that and leave that alone and the possibilities of what could mount and happen, if we don't keep our eye on that, I know I'm going to always keep that in the front of our conversations because, again, at stake is not just Ukraine. At stake is a involvement between the United States government and Russia, you know, that could eventually lead us down the path of no return. You know, and last thing before we go to a break, we have to make sure that with all the other things that are going on, that this, the interest of it, that if we don't keep it on the forefront, it'll soon become our war. It's not our war yet. It's getting closer and closer to becoming our war. And if that ever becomes the case, nothing's going to be more important than that. Everything else is going to pale in comparison that's happening in this country if that somehow becomes our war. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be back. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.